Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Episode 270.
Nope.
288.
No.
Wasn't it 287?
Actually? No, you're right about that. It is 288.
I was like, okay, no, I think that's right.
Let's do it again. Let's
okay,
it.
Back up. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Episode 288. Not in a rug today.
This is our last. Oh, what did I just do to my hair? This is our last spooky shirt episode.
Okay, so everyone pointed out that we're doing the costumes Mondays this time, but Halloween is on Friday.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. They're just pointing out that, so, well, first of all, so it won't be our last spooky shirt because we'd have actual Halloween.
Okay, so are we doing this? Are we gonna do Friday, Monday our spooky shirts, and then next Friday is our costume?
I feel like maybe that's the case, even though we were rush ordering a bunch of the stuff today.
Yeah, I literally am like, well, fuck, we could have gotten cuter stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we still could do that.
Yeah, actually. We could still, I feel like, answer. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's what we're doing. Change of plans. Sorry, everyone who hates change.
This is going to be our most ambitious costume. I feel like it's extra time could be good.
Yeah, extra time here could be good. And it's a little sad because I feel like it's a long time in between costumes. But after that, it's done. So I feel like we should do that.
If you thought of something like that's super easy, you could do we could do both days that week.
Oh, that's true. I mean, I do have my costume that I'm going to be for Halloween.
Oh, what are you being?
I'm going to be an evil fairy.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
Look at my
fairy nails that my daughter says made her so happy. She wants me to be the evil fairy.
I can't really see them. Is there an evil fairy that you're basing it off of? Oh, they're cute.
No, me.
Oh, got it.
I'm the evil fairy.
What is the inspo there?
We're literally all going to be fairies. So like everybody's, except for Noah. He's like, absolutely not.
Can you do
Nassim
TikToks to that fairy noise?
What is the fairy noise?
It's like, I don't know how it goes. It's like,
oh, she was a fairy.
Yes, that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I could. That's actually a good idea.
You're welcome.
Maybe I'll post for the first time in 2 years.
You should.
But yeah, so we'll see what happens. What is it? TBD. TTYL. See you later. Okay, well, anyway, we do have an episode for you guys, and boy, is this a doozy, because, wow, what's happening?
Great question.
Beats me.
Guys, we got called out.
Yeah, we got directly called out by Raw Beauty Christie, and we need to talk about it.
Normally, I feel like when we get called out, it's like, shit.
Yeah,
like,
normally
what
we
did
know
we do?
Why.
Yeah.
Yeah, normally we're like, oh, damn, yeah, we did do that. So let's talk about how we covered it and if there was something we did do wrong or maybe there wasn't and we stand by it. Like, whatever the case is.
This
Here,
one,
we were like,
I was like, what? I don't think that. Us? Really? Are you sure?
Yeah.
And then I spent like a really long time going through our old, like we've had a lot of episodes, but I was going through and trying to figure out any place we would have possibly mentioned this. And we didn't.
Correct.
It never
I did
happened.
The same thing. Yeah. And it was so funny because when I went to go search Christie's name, YouTube.
Christy Carlson Romano.
Yeah. If you don't know Raw Beauty Christie,
yes.
She is a beauty influencer. And we talked about her very briefly a while back. We're going to get into exactly how. But YouTube doesn't spell her name K-R-I-S-T-I.
It doesn't, but I tried every spelling. I literally was trying any kind of combination because YouTube will automatically transcribe the episodes. It usually does a pretty good job. I figured it had to get either Raw Beauty or Christy. Beauty was a little.
And it didn't.
Like, that was a little general. It did get the times we did mention her. So
yeah.
I was like, well, that's weird.
And it also got the 45 other times we mentioned Christy Carlson Romano, which honestly, when I was looking at it, I was like, okay, what is wrong with us? Like, that is insane. And now this one's going to be added to it.
Most of them were old, though.
My God, I literally was like, okay, I get why she blocked us.
I know. It was like,
since, we're unblocked now,
right? Yeah, I was going to say, we're unblocked now. Since our truce, we have not mentioned.
The war is over. Well, long story short, we briefly covered Raw Beauty Christie a few years ago. And the reason we did, it was 2 years ago, to be exact.
Yeah, into 2023.
And the reason we did it was because she was getting called out by people. And one of the main people calling her out was Peter Mon, who's a fellow drama channel. And she was getting called out for supporting James Charles by liking all of his content. It was a lot of his content.
And it was right when he was launching Painted. And it was right around the time that he did that article where it was like, James Charles would like to be uncanceled, please. And we were like,
yeah,
shut up.
So we did a whole section of like, why are these influencers still supporting James Charles? That was literally the topic of the video.
So it wasn't specifically just about her. It was like about other people too.
Yeah. I mean, I think we did it because
person,
she had been outed. Yeah. And then we were like, oh, that's really interesting. And I said in the video multiple times, I was like, Robbie DeChristie is pretty much known for being unproblematic. Like,
that's
I've
like
known
why
her
she's
for
popular.
Her like, yeah, her like breath of fresh air kind of take on beauty, when beauty, like that whole world with influencers, feels like super vain and it's easy to feel disconnected from it. She seemed quite the opposite. And I could totally see why she gained popularity. And it did seem so confusing that she would support James Charles.
To still choose to associate with him is kind of crazy, but there was one in particular that we saw because Peter Mon, a fellow drama channel, put out a video of influencers that he was needing to unfollow. He had to like go through and unfollow people who were supporting James Charles. And there was one person on there that people kind of lost their shit because it's someone that nobody has any clue why they would support James Charles. And that is Raw Beauty Christie. She is an extremely breath of fresh air in the beauty community, to where she's very like real about the way that she approaches it. Everybody else, it does feel kind of difficult watching people who are like, they'll put like two dots of concealer and be like, there's your fresh everyday look. You're like, bitch, I would look haggard as fuck. Like, it's hard to relate to people that are so perfect, quote unquote. And she's so real about like, if something looks like shit, or like, I don't know, she's just a really, really honest person. And she's also really funny and very charismatic and very likable. And Peter says he noticed that she was following James Charles for a long time, but he didn't really necessarily associate that directly with like, it's kind of like, I know I don't want to bring it up because you're going to get shit again, but when you follow Donald Trump,
I probably still do. But like, I think I follow James Charles, especially for, I mean, I was going to say, would you call us a drama channel? Yeah, we're a drama channel. Like, that's why I feel like I follow some people, because I just like want to know what's happening. It's not, it doesn't equate supporting
endorsement,
them.
Yeah.
And even Nick says that following them is one thing, but as soon as you're publicly liking their stuff, that says something different.
Apparently, Raw Beauty Christie has been liking James Charles' posts. And I mean, some people are going to look at that and be like, well, so what? It's just a like. Maybe her finger slipped. But the overwhelming response that I've seen from people who are Raw Beauty Christie fans is just incredible disappointment for someone that really is a good person. She's very sweet and all of the, you know, characteristics that I just stated. But fuck, girl, why the fuck are you liking James Charles' pictures? There's no need to support him publicly.
Now, I understand how, because she's going to talk about it in her video, like how Reddit works. Okay, I'm well aware how people will dig into your life, your asshole hair, everybody you know, and who they're liking on Instagram. I know how it works. I'm not quick to judge people on like their grandmothers or mothers or fathers liking somebody's posts. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, okay, well, that's a different person who likely they've had their own discussions about that. If Christie doesn't believe that, then like, you know, she's probably fought with her mom about it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm like, I'm not going to associate all of them together or expect everybody in one family to be the same, because unfortunately it doesn't work that way. We're all different people. But when I saw her doing it,
yeah, I was gonna say, well, but like, the reason what? We were covering it with the James Charles stuff, which isn't even what we're really going to be talking about,
no,
which he I guess has still not actually addressed.
No, that's the craziest part, because that was the main criticism that we had on Raw Beauty Christie
only,
and she made an entire video and called us out in the comments and never addressed the James Charles thing. She's addressing something completely different that we've never talked about. So
exactly.
We're very confused.
Yeah, so basically we covered the James Charles thing, but even in that we weren't like, fuck Raw Beauty Christie, like she's the worst. It was just kind of like, That's weird. And even I remember you brought up that, like, I don't know if she had said it somewhere, or like maybe she had told Peter Mon, because I know they had like a phone call, which we'll get into that in a minute later too, but that she had said in some way, I don't know if she said directly or someone, she told someone that she like didn't know what was going on with James Charles. You even said in our episode that you did find that kind of hard to believe, because she did seem to be pretty up with the...
She told Peter Mon that.
Yeah.
Now, she says that he was lying. She put up a video recently, if you're confused on what we're talking about here. She posted this on October 16th, so very recently. It's called Finally Addressing the Rumors. And no, she doesn't talk about the James Charles liking, supporting thing. Yeah, that not mentioned.
That was not the rumor. The rumor that she addressed in this video was actually that she had maybe veered a little down the alt-right pipeline. We've talked about before that there are influencers that have moved their kids to, like, they go to other states, they get out of California. And it's usually people that were pretty liberal and then just make a hard right. And they're like, oh, actually.
There's something to be said about that, I think. Sure. Yeah. And I think that the reason people thought that about her was because, number one, she started like homesteading. And I do think that people believe there's like a correlation, whether there is or not.
I don't think everyone that does homesteading is necessarily super conservative and far right, but it is a very common thing among.
Basically, it starts from like you're making your own food, which is an amazing thing. I think that if you love to garden and make your own food, I mean, the people that I know that garden and give me their fresh shit, I'm like, oh my God, I love you. Like, it's an amazing thing to grow your own food. But I think that their concern is it goes from that to like, now we can't trust what's in our food. And if we can't trust what's in our food, we can't trust what's in our medicine.
Anti-vax.
And so there is there's like a tiny, maybe not so tiny, I don't know. There's a pretty big correlation,
but it's not every single person that grows their own food.
Not at all.
It's just like tends to be a trending correlation, you could say. Yeah. But the reason that people really leaned into the Raw Beauty Christie rumors, quote unquote, is that she on the 4th of July in 2024, I guess, went to a 4th of July parade in her town. I guess simultaneously, her sister, according to her sister had been running this homeschool co-op where it was very religious based.
She did say she would call it a Christian homeschool co-op, but then this is how Christy describes it. She says there's also people there that would like be tarot card readers, like essentially saying that there would be atheists. And I think that like what she was trying to get at, I do kind of understand living in a small town now myself, where I do understand existing in the community but not having the same beliefs as the community you exist in.
But the thing was that there's like evidence to show like of like a website and stuff where it did very heavily, like there's several references to religion and Christianity. So people were saying it's like a Christian fundamentalist, which I don't know. I haven't done too much of a deep dive into
it. I'm literally what I would consider an atheist, and my daughter goes to church with my mom and colors pictures of Jesus. Okay. Like, it's just like, I understand having your kid in a situation that is not your situation, like, and just being lax about it. Like, I do get that. When she said that, I'm like, oh, I know what you mean. But I think that if there is stuff on the website that's talking about like anti-LGBTQ or anything like that, then I would get it. But if it's just religious, I'm like, well, then it's a religious homeschool co-op.
Well, so no. And I think she was making an effort to distance it from religion so then she could distance everything else from what people were saying as well. Honestly, at the end of the day, I don't know. I didn't attend the co-op school, but it was apparently on her property for like several months, I guess. She says that it was April and May of that year, but I guess it was like through like the summer. And apparently also she says that she hasn't spoken out about it because people in the co-op, like the parents and the families, were being like targeted by people that were like hating on her. And that all came after this 4th of July parade, because I guess the school was like all together. They were marching in the parade. They had like a float and stuff. And I guess she was there just because her family was there. And she says that she had nothing to do with any of it, and that they just happened to have an extra shirt that her son wanted to wear because he wanted to wear what all the other kids were wearing. And on it, it says something about like, it's something from the school. It's like a,
it says joy, righteousness, and peace. And then it says the Bible verse underneath it.
Yeah.
But also, I guess just to like layer this, I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with that.
No.
To have your kid in something that says joy, righteousness, and peace, and it's a Bible verse, like, okay. Like, I don't care.
That's
personally
definitely what she was falling back on, too. She's like, oh, it said this horrible thing.
Her delivery was bad in her entire video.
Yeah.
I will say her delivery, she's like trying to be sarcastic, and it came off like very.
At one point. And I'm like,
she quoted Zoolander?
Yeah, like a long quote from Zoolander.
What is it? The Center for Ants? What quote could she have possibly pulled from Zoolander?
I haven't memorized it like she has. It seemed like she had it in her back pocket, like waiting to do it. But the thing about like, you're so set on being like an investigatory journalist that you'll leave everyone blood, like anyone you love bloodied and blah, blah. Yeah, that long one. Yeah, that's from Zoolander.
Do you understand that the world does not revolve around you, and you do whatever it takes, ruin as many people's lives as you can, just so long as you can make a name for yourself as an investigatory journalist, no matter how many friends you lose or people you leave dead, bloody, and dying along the way, just so long as you can make a name for yourself as an investigatory journalist, no matter how many friends you lose or people you leave dead, bloody, and dying along the way.
That's great. You think it was subconscious? That's kind of hilarious.
I'm like, not really the appropriate time to be dropping your Zoolander lore, but okay. Anyway, back to the parade. So the shirts, whatever, but it made it look like she was definitely with the group that was all wearing the shirts. And then I guess someone near her was holding a sign that said, is it protect our kids?
No, it's, isn't it hands off our kids or something like that? We should look it up. But she does, though, describe that that person holding that sign, she says, was in the front of the parade and she was in the back and she didn't even know this sign existed until she heard it from Reddit type of thing. I don't know if that's actually how it happened. That's how she's describing it happened. Which, again, none of this matters to me because we never covered this. Like, literally, our researcher texted me this morning and said, you guys should mention how on multiple Google Docs I had as a listed topic suggestion, because she gives us like a small list before each episode to choose from. And we'll choose that if we didn't already see something we want to cover. And she had put Raw Beauty Christie alt-right pipeline like multiple times and we didn't choose it. And she's like, you should tell them that.
Well, and that's why I thought it was so weird that she named us, because basically this entire video, she is, we'll get back to the video and what she says in it in a minute.
She doesn't name us in it.
No, okay. But she says throughout the video, she goes over and over about like all drama channels covered this. All of the podcasts, all of the commentary channels, everyone has covered this. And I was like, except us, because we didn't cover it. And then even like with our researcher, like reminding it, it's like, oh, I've suggested that. It's not that I didn't know that that was like a thing people were talking about, but we just like it didn't seem like there was that much there because she hadn't talked about it. Because spoiler alert, she's been silent on it for over a year now. Yeah. And so we just like didn't think there was, I don't know. I was like, okay, well, maybe when something comes out, we'll cover it. But like nothing did.
It seemed like a nothing burger that we weren't really interested in. And
so we had talked about it though personally. So I was even like, maybe we mentioned it like in passing because I did know about it, obviously. So that was why I was even looking so hard to see if we did say something, because I was like, maybe like when we were talking about something else, if something related came up, we would have mentioned it.
Yeah.
But truly, I can't even find that.
And the reason why we're even saying that we didn't cover it is because in her live chat, so basically I think she must have premiered the video for it to have a live chat, and she was in the comments during this premiere live chat situation, and somebody asked what podcasts spoke about it, because in the video she repetitively says all of them did, but no, I guess not all of them did, because the first one that came to mind was her saying, do we know them, is the one that I could think of.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
literally I was like, what? So all of them covered it, but you're saying we did, but we didn't.
We literally only covered your public, verifiable support for James Charles and questioned why you would do that as someone who has not only covered drama on your own channel. She would like talk about it and stuff. Like, she's not offline. Okay.
That's, well, that
she,
was like, your point during the James Charles thing, because she apparently, to Peter, had like denied even knowing that what really happened with James Charles. And you were like, I find that kind of hard to believe. Because like she,
but that's all
like
we covered. We did not at all touch her alt-right pipeline, homesteading, homeschooling, anything about her kids. We didn't talk about that on this channel. So like, to be named, and literally to the point that like people saw this, it's not just like, oh, this was in passing. We got messages about it. People like, hey, Robbie and Chrissy called you out by name. It's funny because she mentions in this video that don't believe everything you see online. It's not always true. And I'm like, well, that's a lie, what you just said.
Exactly.
That's not true. We didn't do that.
And like, the whole joke of it is that the James Charles thing was a year earlier. So we have not, like,
it was very
the only times
confusing.
We have ever mentioned Raw Beauty Christie in videos are that video from like September of 2023. And there's like episode 2, I think, you mentioned her in passing as like a beauty
influencer. It's very strange.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Jones Road Beauty.
If you haven't already heard of Jones Road Beauty, it's a minimalist makeup brand founded by none other than the iconic legend, Bobbi Brown. She's a makeup artist that pretty much any makeup lover knows.
Even I know.
And she's big on versatile, easy to use, minimalist products that really simplify your routine. So if you find yourself super overwhelmed with makeup, you don't know really what goes where, what products to use, Bobbi Brown's kind of who you're going to look to because she's all about applying with your fingers, being on the go, having effective but simple makeup.
And she's really big into creating an effortless, natural, like no makeup makeup look, which is nice because I mean, sometimes you don't want to get all glammed up.
Yeah, so I have two looks. That's all I can do. I have my glam look that you guys usually see me in, but I also have a no makeup makeup look that I wear to like the airport. I can do it in 5 minutes. And the Miracle Balm palette that I got from them is the perfect thing to take while traveling because you have an array of shades, but honestly, the shades are so light. I know it could look a little bit intimidating. They are super subtle, but they provide such a nice glow on the skin, especially if you just want to put some concealer on, some Miracle Balm on your cheeks, maybe your, you know, little contour area, and you're going to look like a glowing goddess without even trying.
Well, and that's the beauty of it. It is a true multitasker. It can act as tint, blush, bronzer, highlight, or you could even just put it on your lips.
So if you guys want to try out Jones Road Beauty for yourself for a limited time, our listeners are getting a free cool gloss on their first purchase when they use the code DWKT at checkout.
Just head to JonesRoadBeauty.com and use the code DWKT at checkout. After you purchase, they're going to ask where you heard about them and you're going to tell them the girlies sent you.
And thank you so much to Jones Road Beauty for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. It's very strange. And do we know them? I know her like adjacently through like Kathleen. Like I've never met her. She knows of me through Kathleen. And like, I just don't know why she would like choose our podcast as the one that's like doing this when like I didn't do that. And I actually gave her a glowing review. To be honest, like despite the James Charles thing, I said, that's fucked up. Why are you doing this? I prefaced it by saying, you really are like someone that's such a breath of fresh air. Yeah. You're great. You know, this is why people are disappointed because you are so great. And I do agree with her on some of the things she said in the video because I do understand the hate for fucking Reddit and feeling like, oh my God, like there's nothing you could do or say that's going to please anybody. But I just think she's lost the plot with like, there is something you could have done to not please Reddit. But to like answer to your community.
Yeah, well, that's if someone was accusing me of stuff that was like blatantly untrue.
Oh, it would be
untrue,
2 seconds
like,
that I would come on.
Absolutely not. It would be like, oh my God, no, that is like a huge misunderstanding.
100%. And if someone, again, is like accusing you of something your mom did, then yeah, I understand why you're going to ignore it. But like if someone's saying Lily is homophobic or Lily supports a predator or Lily whatever, it would be 2 seconds. It would be the next episode of Do We Know Them. Like, yeah. It would be like, hey, this is not what I believe. What the fuck?
And it would be the first thing out of my mouth in that episode. She came at this whole video very defensive, very sarcastic.
She did.
Very condescending and just aggressive. And a lot of people, it's not being well received at all. But also, it's that now it has been a year since it happened and since people started talking about it. So it's not just one thing. And she kind of made it seem like it was one just innocuous thing that wasn't a big deal. And then it got like it spiraled out of control. And then she was like, I guess I'm the CEO of the cult that like an anti-trans cult and stuff. And it's like, I mean, I'm sure there were some people probably making extreme connections like that. But also, I don't think that was like a lot of people's grievances. And there's a lot of stuff in there that then Peter Mon has now made a video. And a lot of the stuff that Christy says is not true. And she also just doesn't address a lot of the concerns that people had that have been festering over the last year. And is now like, well, I didn't tell you then because you wouldn't have believed me. And it's like, but you think they're going to believe you now. And also, interestingly, the thing that has prompted this response after a year is not, I'm finally ready to talk about it. It's that she got reached out to by a reporter that is covering the whole situation. And she is, I guess,
she
part of the
story.
She wants
to get ahead of the article.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm a reporter working on a piece about conservative social media content aimed at women and girls. I am focusing on how various beauty YouTube influencers have become associated with what some people would call alt-right pipelines, content that falls into an algorithmic pathway that can lead to more extreme conservative views. Christy is mentioned as one example of a beauty guru who has been scrutinized for posting so-called crunchy content about things like homeschooling and homesteading, two genres that extremism researchers have identified as potential entry points to alt-right pipelines. It also notes that online sleuths linked an anti-public school, religious fundamentalist mission statement to the homeschooling co-op Christy shared content about. Please let me know if you have any questions. I have so many questions.
Peter also points out in his video, I do think he made several good points in his video, but One of his points was like, number one, proving that she did know about the James Charles thing. Because he's bringing it back to that. He's saying, that was my main issue with you.
The reason I think maybe she has like conflated the situations in her head and like thought that we talked about it is because Peter Mon actually mentions us in a video when he's talking about the James Charles stuff, where he's defending himself. And he's like, I'm not the only one that brought this up. Lily and Jesse on Do We Know Them talked about it.
You know, Lily Marston and Jesse Smiles just talked in their podcast. It's not just me, but there are a lot of people that are coming out about James Charles, okay? Jesse Smiles just said in the podcast that she did, talking about Raw Beauty Christie, she just said that if James Charles is, if he is having to look at people's IDs, then they are way too young for him to be dating anyway.
Oh, we could give her the benefit of the doubt. She may be blurring that in her head.
I don't know if that's the benefit of the doubt. That's you're wrong.
But what I will say is, like, I think that genuinely she's coming at this with a lot of anger. And I can understand why if she feels like lines have been crossed in her real life. But that should never be at the extent of like, now you're just like lying on other people's name.
And the fact that there were a lot of people that did cover it at length and like were doing updates on it and stuff. Like, we didn't even mention it.
And
at Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Specifically, so we kind of like did, sorry, there was like a break in us explaining it. We were talking about her being at the parade, but essentially what happened was that person holding the sign in the beginning, the front of the parade, it says hands off our kids.
It's don't mess with our kids.
Oh, don't mess with our kids.
And that's like an organization. That's not just like a saying.
Exactly. Yeah. So that has a lot of ties to anti-trans.
Correct.
Just, I guess, rhetoric or their beliefs or whatever, and they're pushing it. And I think it's a kid holding
it. It's literally,
isn't it?
What's the trans flag? Is it like,
yeah, there is.
Blue and
it's
pink?
A baby blue and pink. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, that's what the, if you go to Don't Mess With Our Kids, it's hervoicemovement.com/don't mess with our kids. That's their main landing page, is the flag, and it says hashtag don't mess with our kids on it. And it says, our nation is in crisis. Families are being ripped apart by the seams by an agenda determined to sexualize our kids. Enough is enough. Mama bears across the nation are rising up to join the don't mess with our kids movement and pray fast and stand for families.
What if I want to pray slow? Is that a problem? I also hate the sexualization of children thing when those are the first that literally will say like, oh, my baby niece is flirting with the waitress. And I'm like, or the waiter. I guess they wouldn't say waitress.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, they will just literally constantly be like, oh, they're going to marry each other. Look at them. They're flirting with each other. I'm like, they're one. And they don't even know where they are.
Well, and that's so, if you go to the scroll down a little on their website, it says, what action is hashtag don't mess with our kids taking? And it says, we're committed to seeing America turn back to God through united prayer, fasting, and taking a stand in the public square for righteousness and truth. That's just what we did on April 13th, 2024 in every state capital. Watch as thousands of Christians took to their capitals to say enough is enough. Don't mess with our kids.
Anyway, okay. So fun times. That's the sign that was being held in the front of the parade that Christie was at. But she says that she didn't even know that sign existed.
And they were with the same group.
If I was being like, hey, are you homophobic? With this group? Yeah, it would need to be like a 2 second situation where I'm like, obviously not. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that's it. That's all people wanted.
I don't believe in anything this group stands for. I have no association with them. I don't want, like, please do not associate me. That didn't happen.
And that did build up over time. And again, I don't believe it is appropriate or right for anybody to take this in real life. And even though it's just like signing people up for emails for gender reassignment surgery and doing things like that, which like, whatever. But like, I don't think that's right. I don't think you should fucking come for anybody in real life. I think that's annoying. And I think it's stupid. And I think it's counterproductive. But even despite that, like, that would make me want to address it more, where I'm like, you guys think I'm homophobic? Of course
I'm
not.
But that's one of the craziest parts also that people have been pointing out, is that one of her claims for why she has not addressed it is the co-op now, I guess, her sister's co-op that was on her property, does not exist anymore. So now she feels okay talking about it because before she didn't, she was like trying to protect the people in it because they were getting hate from people that were fans of her, ex-fans, whatever.
The reason I maybe didn't respond until now was because the school is not a thing anymore. And finally, I don't have to really worry about the families being harassed by you anymore. So yeah, the reason I didn't respond was not because I didn't want to clear my name or because any of the allegations are true. It's because the families were unsafe because the internet is a cesspool of psychotic, chronically online, drama-addicted weirdos. And so no, I wasn't going to respond and make it bigger.
But I think that isn't that been weird? Wouldn't that be why you would want to say something, though, like to get it to stop?
That's what I'm saying. I think that would have, just made it a lot calmer. I understand what she means by I'm not going to please everybody, but you would literally calm the waters.
Yeah.
If you just came on camera and said, like, guys, that is a random person. I don't know that person. But also notably, she does say that people online are basically like drama obsessed freaks, psychos. Like she says a lot of verbiage that's, you know, pretty intense.
Also that all drama channels and commentary channels are lying to you. They're malicious. They're just trying to get views and clicks.
Which is
they don't care about
anything. Because she actually lied about us. So that
exactly.
is interesting.
Drama channels, you guys don't understand. You're being manipulated. They are not telling the truth. And they're going to take this and they're going to be like, well, then you tell me the truth. No, we don't negotiate with terrorists. They sit around and they rile up the crowd and they get everybody pissed and they make the situation something that it never was. They start spinning a web of narrative that doesn't exist.
And she also talks about how just drama channels basically want the scoop and they will lie to get it. And that
to me like
is
fit
very,
their
very
narrative too.
Yeah. We literally on so many occasions have talked about being wrong, have reversed our opinion on someone, have hated someone. And then something happens to them that we're like, that's fucked up. That shouldn't have happened to them. Like we're human beings. We're just talking about current events happening online the same way any other social commentator does it. We just have commentary on things happening online right now. That's literally all it is. And she's making it out to be like, we are liars. And I mean, she didn't say us, but then she did in the comments. So then, yes,
it made
all
it seem like
us,
it. Yeah,
she said
for sure.
In the video.
And well, yeah. And it's funny because even like some of the fans that messaged me all of this to like let us know what was happening, the girl that sent me the screenshots and stuff, she was like, I mean, you guys usually like are pretty fair and like give people the benefit of the doubt. And also,
well, thank you.
I was like, oh, thanks. Also, I just don't feel like we usually cover, like, yeah, do we cover some stuff as it's developing? Sure. But usually, and the reason we didn't cover this thing with Christy is because we don't usually, like, jump on, like, one rumor that, like, there's no proof or anything. No. And we're just, like, making up things as we go. We want to have stuff to react to because we're not storytelling here. We're, like, trying to just, like,
yeah, we're literally
cover things
looking
that
at
actually
what's happening
happened.
And giving our opinion on it. So for her to name us as one of the people, that's why we're even talking about this. I honestly don't have a ton to say on whether she has certain beliefs about human rights or not. I don't know
her.
I don't know her like that.
So
I don't really know. I definitely don't watch her anymore. Yeah. I still hold the same criticisms, and I'm even more so at this point looking at her like,
James Charles?
Why aren't you mentioning James Charles? Mm-hmm. You just had this whole video seething with anger, addressing everything, finally addressing the rumors, and you don't address the one that everybody has proof for. This, I was like, I didn't think that about you. I just thought you were supporting a predator. That was the one I believed. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that is Rocket Money.
If you're unfamiliar, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
And Rocket Money has been a huge help in my savings because I was the type of person, I didn't know what I should be setting aside when I just kind of saw the money and I was like, oh great, I have all of that and I should spend it all. But Rocket Money's dashboard makes it really easy to see how much you're spending and where, and they can even analyze your accounts to find the best time each month to put extra money aside. So it's super helpful.
And I don't use the budgeting tools that much, but I do use the canceled subscriptions situation they have going on because, you guys, I said it before and I will keep admitting it. I have a huge problem. I sign up for every free trial and then I forget to cancel them, except I don't anymore because like once a month I go through with Rocket Money and it tells me that I need to cancel like hundreds of dollars worth of trials that are no longer trials.
And another super helpful tool from Rocket Money is that you will get an alert every time your bills increase in price. and you will also get an alert if there's any sort of unusual activity, like an unusually large transaction or something like that, if you're getting close to going over your budget. And they'll even alert you when you're doing a good job, which is nice. Sometimes you just need to hear it.
And total, Rocket Money has saved their users over $2.5 billion, including over $880 million in canceled subscriptions alone. And their 10 million members save up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features.
So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money by going to rocketmoney.com/DWKT today.
That's rocketmoney.com/DWKT, rocketmoney.com/DWKT.
And thank you so much to Rocket Money for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
I also was thinking, I was like, we've made it very known that we are very anti-Trump. We're not,
right.
Not alt-right at all, opposite. We're just anti-Trump. That's our religion. And I think it's interesting because we've only ever really covered people for like their political views when there was something else involved as well. It's not like we're reporting on Aiden Ross.
Oh my God.
Is taking pictures with Donald Trump. Like,
in other news, cool. Water is wet.
My point being, like, we're not picking up those kind of stories anyway. And I think it must have been the James Charles thing that she was just conflating and thinking that it was us talking about it. But it's like, can't keep them straight. Maybe you should address both.
Yeah, no, that is not. And I'm sorry, but like, I didn't just take Peter Mon's word for it. Like, there were screenshots of you liking James Charles' post. Like, that's not something that I was like, oh, Peter Mon said it, so it must be true. Let me talk about how Rob Beauty Christie supports James Charles. I was just confused by it. You were the last person that I thought would do that. So I guess I took the opportunity to say, why is anybody still supporting this guy? And I still believe that.
Well, and we were like waiting for her to say something eventually, and we would have done an update if she was like, oh my God, I take it all back. I didn't mean it. Nope, that never happened.
Yeah. And she's not a random person. She is a beauty creator in that space. So that is why I'm like, why would people like Manny MUA, Raw Beauty Christie, all of these influencers who know that people can see who they're supporting, support someone like James Charles publicly? Why did they feel the
need? It was like a weird thing to grapple with. It was like, that's strange.
Exactly.
But okay.
Yeah, and so still no explanation for that. Whatever. I am just confused on how we got roped into it and how we are one of the only podcasts, despite her saying all of them covered it, that she remembered by name to tell people in her live premiere chat, which people can replay over and over and over again, we're the ones that covered her. Alt-right pipeline that we
not to mention that. Love then that. People followed it up with like, you should sue whoever talked about it, and I'm like, no, you go fucking ahead. Should well, actually maybe you should, because we're not in there.
Like, literally there is nothing you can even have as tangible evidence. We didn't do that, so I feel framed.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah,
that's how I like, feel
at least get mad at us for something we did talk about.
Yeah. And her talking about like drama channels in general, how we're like the vermin of the earth, we're bottom feeders essentially,
really throwing Peter Mon under the bus too and lying about some of the stuff that they had, like, because she made it seem like they had a phone call discussion about the alt-right stuff, which Peter, much like us in this situation, he's like, that did not happen. We have not spoken since the James Charles thing, because that's when he talked to her on the phone. And she also says,
oh, I know. I followed that,
that
whole thing.
She
yes,
would
it was
never
about James only.
Talk to a drama channel or another influencer on the phone again, because they just twist and lie and blah, blah. And then she proceeds to say that Peter got her on the phone, except Peter then goes, ah, no, 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 no.
And he reads the message verbatim asking like, hey, Peter, can we chat?
On yeah,
the
like on Zoom or on Facebook. Like, she gave her information because she was like, please call me.
So this is how the phone call went. Christie reached out to me. Here, let's read it again. Since I apparently got her on a phone call, which is what Christie said in the video, a drama channel got her on the phone call and twisted and turned everything that I said around here. September 4th, 2023, 5:13 p.m. Hey, Peter, is there any way we could chat? I can either message here if you prefer or FaceTime phone call you if you are available too. Yeah, we can just talk on the phone. And I gave her my phone number. Sure, can I call now or are you available at a specific time? Who's trying to get her on the phone, okay? Not me. She's trying to get me on the phone.
And the interesting thing is that as much as she wants to paint everybody who's interested in her story as pieces of shit, essentially, she herself has consumed and talked about drama. She talked about Colleen Ballinger. She got big off of shaming Jaclyn Hill's lipsticks. Literally one of the first moments, I followed her before then, but that was when she blew up. That was when she got a ton of followers. That's when she had the makeup collabs after she had gotten Jaclyn Hill's lipsticks and put them under a microscope to prove that they were filthy and disgusting and gross and contaminated.
Breaking news. Jaclyn Hill, YouTube extraordinaire, has launched a product people are less than happy with. Unprecedented event or happens often. More at 5.
Okay, this is the one I'm the most interested to see because this is the actual hairiest one. I don't know what these hairs are, but we are about to find out.
That is absolutely mortifying.
And she thrived off of that. She loved it.
Yeah, and Peter even says that he was one of the channels, and along with other drama channels that were all covering the Jaclyn Hill stuff, that he's like, I was pushing people to go subscribe to Christy and saying, like, let's get Christy to a million. He's like, I've never been, like, promoting a YouTuber to, like, go subscribe to them and go watch their content. Right. Except, like you said, that Christy felt like a breath of fresh air and she was, like, not feeding into the same shit as the rest of the beauty gurus, and that he really appreciated it. And then here we are.
It seems like she definitely is not on the phone with any drama channels, because the way that she addressed this was interesting and not what I would have gone with.
I guess she was friends with Jen Loves Reviews.
Jen Loves Reviews, yep.
And I guess Jen has a non-binary teenager, and I guess they were going to go stay on Christy's property. Like, when they were on vacation, they were, like, stopping through where she lived, and they, like, ended up canceling the trip because it was when all of this happened, and Jen Loves Reviews reached out and was like, hey, I just kind of need to know. And I guess they had, like, a text back and forth situation where she was like, I'm just letting you know, like, if you don't denounce this group, specifically the group, then I can't be friends with you anymore. Like, Jen Loves Reviews has since, like, come out and addressed it again in a live stream where she's, like, crying, basically, and, like, trying to talk about the whole situation. It's very uncomfortable. And she's reading it, but she's like, I get too emotional when I'm talking about it, and it just upsets me too much.
There was a situation that happened with Raw Beauty Christy, and I want to just very quickly address it. I have written something because I want to make sure that I am articulate in what I'm saying, and I am emotional about this, so I may get emotional. I'm trying really hard not to. Whoa, it's already starting. All right, hold on a second. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm sorry. I'm not going to go into all of the details of it, but this is what I wanted to say. While I don't want to go into the details, it's important to me that I address the issue briefly. As many of you know, I have a non-binary teenager, and LGBTQ plus hate and discrimination are deeply personal topics. I believe that every child should have the right to live authentically without fear of judgment or exclusion. Every child should have a right to live without the fear that grown ass adults, I didn't put ass in there, but I just added that, the grown adults will make them feel like there's something wrong with them, or that it isn't safe for their kids to play with them or go to school with them. No child should ever feel unsafe, unloved, or unaccepted simply for being who they are. I strongly oppose any group or individual who discriminates against or teaches hate toward LGBTQ plus people, period. And that's all I really wanted to say on the situation, because discussing this publicly is a challenge because it's hard for me to control my emotions. I don't always feel comfortable sharing personal issues, especially when they are so emotionally charged. However, I felt it was necessary in this situation to express my feelings to make my stance clear. For those who've asked me to talk about it, I kindly request that you please stop asking at this point. I'm not mad at you. I just don't want to talk about it publicly more than this. And I thank you for understanding. I realize that some of you may be confused about what I'm talking about, and I apologize for any confusion. Just know that I will always stand against hate and bigotry, and that's the main message I wanted to convey.
And then also, I was watching Paige Christie's video on it, who also is friends with Jen Loves Reviews, or at least friendly with, and they had talked, and she told her, like, about the text conversation they had. It was Jen Loves Reviews telling Christy that, like, I don't think that you're alt-right. I don't believe that you're anti-trans, blah, blah. But if you don't publicly denounce this group and, like, tell people, like, absolutely not, I don't support them, then I'm sorry, I can't be your friend publicly or privately. And she still didn't.
A fan left the comment asking whether Raw Beauty Christy had explained her stance to somebody else who had quote unquote perpetuated the same lies, and that person was Jen Love, or Jen Loves Reviews, if you remember her from back in the day. The commenter stated, "Did you ever explain the truth to Jen Love? Because she also perpetuated the same lies and seemed to believe them even after claiming to have spoken to you about them." And Raw Beauty Christy responded by saying, "Yes, I explained in detail in a 25-minute long Marco Polo text thread that I am absolutely, unequivocally not anti-LGBT. and that I absolutely support trans rights. She let me know that she wasn't trying to hurt me and it hurt her to unfriend me, but that if I don't denounce Don't Mess With The Kids publicly, she wouldn't be able to be my friend anymore. It was her choice and I don't fault her for it. But obviously she knew where I stood from day one. Everything I said in this video, I told to her privately. Now, Jen Love is somebody that I admire a lot, especially within commentary, and I've been following her for years. We've met up a couple of times, and she is like one of the nicest people you will ever fucking meet. So I decided to reach out to her, A, to let her know that, hey, Christy's talking about you in the comment section, girl, but also B, to ask her what was said between herself and Raw Beauty Christy. Jen recalled the events to me directly and basically echoed the exact same sentiment it is that Raw Beauty Christy said in the comment. A fan had reached out to her to basically show her some of the Reddit threads online about the cooperative school, the 4th of July parade, and the Don't Mess With Our Kids sign. Raw Beauty Christy and Jen Love were somewhat friendly, to the point that Jen Love and Raw Beauty Christy had actually arranged to go and hang out with each other at Raw Beauty Christy's 20-acre home. If I'm not mistaken, Jen was supposed to be doing like a family holiday to another state and decided that she was going to stop by at Raw Beauty Christie's for one day, and that Jen Loves would be bringing her family in tow, including her non-binary child. They had a long conversation and Jen basically said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but Jen basically said, girl, I know that you aren't anti-trans. I know that you aren't anti-LGBTQ, but unless you denounce the Don't Mess With Our Kids organization, I honestly don't think that I can be friends with you publicly or privately. Now, she made it clear to me to state that this was not an ultimatum, just that it was her boundaries and that she had a stance and she was not going to move on that. I think the plan at the end of the conversation was to see what happened with Raw Beauty Christy, but after a while of her actively just ignoring the entire controversy, including her affiliation or presumed affiliation with that group due to the homeschool and the parade and the pictures of the children holding up signs of the organization, Jen decided that she was going to be just ending the entire friendship. She was no longer going to be visiting Raw Beauty Christy at her home and remove that as part of the family holiday itinerary. Jen told me that she felt that Raw Beauty Christy's silence as it pertains to that specific organization and group was essentially being complicit, and that she just simply couldn't understand why Raw Beauty Christy wouldn't at least decide to disassociate herself with that.
And she said in the comments, she was describing this, and she said in her live premiere comments as well that she doesn't fault Jen Love's reviews for that.
That's insane. Like, why?
Which is crazy.
What allegiance do you have to this group that you would rather lose a friend because you don't want to say publicly you don't support them? Like, that's crazy. That
I understand not feeding the trolls and not wanting, you know, people to run with whatever. But like something as easy as like, if you really didn't know that this group existed, you didn't know that sign was in the front of the parade.
Exactly. If you had no ties to it and you had no allegiance to it whatsoever, then why would you?
It just shouldn't.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it. She says, you know, that she's done with all this shit. And I'm like, okay, now that you've addressed this, you're just not going to address the James things. And now we just move on. Like, what is this? What was this? And why?
I have not done a deep dive again, like, so I don't know all of the things that people talked about. But I know there's like a lot of things that she didn't bring up.
Oh, no, there
wasn't
a ton.
Parade. It was like the parade was the start of like people looking into it and then finding a bunch of other stuff. And there's a lot of,
which again, we don't know because we never covered it.
Exactly. No, but there's also like a lot of non-truths in her video of like how she like comes for people for believing certain things. And she'd be like, everyone just ran with this idea. But then like Peter Mon has like examples. He's like, no, they didn't just run with this idea. You like posted this on your Instagram story. That's why they think that.
Oh yeah. One of those things was like her saying that people just ran with the fact that she was building a homeschool co-op on her land. But there's a screenshot from one of her Instagram stories where she's like, how do I build a homeschool co-op?
Yeah,
on
like
land?
It's a lot of stuff. It's like, well, that's why people thought that. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, a ton of it.
Hey, girlies. So overall, I think what most people find frustrating about her response is that she seems to reduce the entire alt-right pipeline discussion to simply her being in a parade or her offering her house to children who needed a place to go to school. And those details might have been what sparked the conversation, but she seems to omit the surrounding context that led people there, and that's what makes this whole thing feel just a little disingenuous. In case some of you don't know what the surrounding context is that led people to believe that she was going down the alt-right pipeline, let's go over some of it. First off, she says that the "Don't Mess With Our Kids" sign was unrelated to her sister's homeschool group. So first of all, the screenshot of that poster came from a Reels that was posted by none other than the Upper Room Family Learning Cooperative's own account, which is the co-op that she is referring to. So this wasn't a random account that featured a bunch of people in the parade. It was posted by the co-op, and it shows a child in this video that is wearing one of the co-op's t-shirts, the same one that Christy's son was wearing, and they are holding the poster. To be fair, in Christy's video, she doesn't deny that, and she does explain that it was a parent from the co-op who brought the sign and was like holding it independently, and she maintains that it was not something that the school had organized. And could that be true? Sure. Could it also be true that she had no idea what the sign meant? Possibly. But first of all, it was a kid holding the sign in the video. And also, calling it the front and the back of the parade is a little misleading because their group was like around one vehicle. It wasn't like they were like super far apart. Does that mean that maybe she still had no idea what it meant and didn't find out till later? Possibly. But it does feel weird how she's trying to describe it and she's trying to minimize everything. And also, Christy's video seems to downplay her sister's role in the co-op. And I don't know if that was intentional or not, but she describes her sister as being a part of the co-op or working with this little co-op, which, yes, technically those are true, but it also softens the fact that her sister was the co-director of this co-op, which can be seen on the InFocus Ministries website, which was the parent organization that funded and supported this co-op. And her sister's name was quite literally on the float. So, I mean, while it could be true that Christy had no idea what the sign meant, for her to act like no one else at the co-op knew what it meant seems a little odd to me. And while there are no obvious ties to the group Don't Mess With Our Kids, at least that I've seen, the parade posters weren't the only reason that people believed that the co-op shared the group's values. Because, for example, if we look back at the Upper Room Academy page on the InFocus Ministries website, it reads, quote, "Our vision is to bring children into an environment where they are preserved, protected, and upheld to be aligned with God's original loving design for them." Needless to say, language like "God's original loving design" is phrasing commonly used in conservative education and faith-based schools that reject any LGBTQ plus affirming teaching. The same sentiment is also echoed on the co-op's official website, which is no longer online but heavily archived, and they describe themselves as a place where children will be affirmed in their God-given identities. Also, I did maybe look because the video from the parade is actually still up. While it was posted on the co-op pages, which that account is private, and I think they probably deleted the post, it was also uploaded by the other director of this co-op, the co-director, and I'm not going to name her, but out of curiosity, I did go check out this co-director's Instagram, and she follows the lady that started her voice movement, which is the larger organization behind Don't Mess With Our Kids. So, I mean, yeah, I guess you could say maybe Christy's sister doesn't align with that, but her co-director does. And it seems like they probably would have pretty similar beliefs if they started a co-op school together that's all based around God. And I'm not saying this to be like, Christy's lying and she's wrong, but it's just that she's leaving out a lot of context that people like made reasonable conclusions based on what they were seeing and based on her silence. Now she's acting like, oh my God, some random person in the parade had a sign and now I'm the head of a Proud Boy Nazi cult. Like, that's not even what most people are saying. They're saying that you're allowing your sister to have this co-op that may or may not be anti-trans. You're allowing it to be held on your property. And I mean, like, you could say you're pro-LGBTQ all day long, but at the end of the day, I think what most people are looking for an answer for is why you're complicit with having a co-op on your property that is not pro-LGBTQ. And you're just like, well, the kids are cute. Like, okay, well, the kids aren't the ones running the school, so. And then to finish things off, I also found a video from the co-op on YouTube that featured some interesting marketing. The video is called God's Children Are Spoken For, which was one of the signs also in the parade. And it's basically just like text on these dramatic waves that are crashing. And then there's a lighthouse in the background because that was their logo. And it says, our children are in trouble. Suicide is the second leading cause of death in kids between ages 10 to 14 years old in America. The truth is, our children are being fed poison in the public school system. When you remove God as creator, you've now said our existence is meaningless. Kids are smart enough to put that together. They are subconsciously orphaned and in desperate search of identity and belonging. What are we going to do about it? And then all caps, like a movie title, it says, God's children are spoken for. First of all, the fear-mongering as a marketing tactic is a choice. But again, these are the reasons why people thought that. On top of the fact that Christie in the past has received a decent amount of criticism for, I guess, promoting medical misinformation, anti-science rhetoric, anti-medicine rhetoric. I guess also that she's spread conspiracy theories, fear-mongering, which, I mean, we just saw an example of, which, again, she didn't post that, obviously. But the fact that she's providing the setting for this school to exist then is, like, looking the other way for what the school stands for, or just, like, trying to minimize it and act like that's not what it stands for and be like, no, no, it's not just Christians. There are moms that do tarot cards. Judging from the material that the co-op themselves have put out, it doesn't seem very likely. So while Christie herself might not have been involved in the school or how it's run, her choice to blame drama channels and just scold everyone for believing everything makes it feel like she's kind of minimizing or just flat out ignoring why everyone was willing to believe it. Anyway, I'm sure I could go way deeper on that, but honestly, that was never the plan because we never covered this to begin with. Who knows what's true, what's not? All I know is that this response definitely did not do her any favors. And while I can sympathize in having people just flip your life upside down and try and make up things, it just feels like a lot of this could have been diffused had she, one, addressed it earlier, and two, acknowledged that she understands why people were upset instead of just getting angry at them. Anyway, that's it. Bye.
And we at Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You can't make the most of your data if it's stuck in different silos. If it's scattered across the cloud, on-prem, and with your apps, then it's hard to access, hard to work with, and increasingly expensive. Now you can see it all and manage it all from one place. Welcome to Data Done Right. You can start managing your data, not your infrastructure. It's unified, simple, secure, and it's only with a Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
We'll link Peter and Paige's, you know, video below. There's a ton of other people covering it, and they have more information on the alt-right pipeline situation than we do. No, I mean, honestly, we just thought it was weird you were liking James Charles' pictures. Why
still
are we here?
Still
Why
do.
Are we even here?
Yeah.
Genuinely, if she had not in the live premiere comments mentioned us, we would not have covered this.
I said that
this
earlier.
This would not have been a topic we covered.
I don't have the time to really do a deep dive on it right now. I said that to Jesse earlier. I was like, honestly, it's crazy that she's going to name us and say like, oh, they were talking about me. I'm like, well, we are now.
Yeah, now. I mean, I guess if that's what you wanted, congratulations. But right? Like, we would not have covered this whatsoever. If she would have just put this video up, not mentioned us, we would have said, okay.
There's enough other people talking about it. I don't really have time 100%. To go into. Sorry. So, yeah.
But. Very strange. But here we are. And we wanted to clear the record that we never covered your alt-right pipeline theory, Christie.
Until now.
We just covered the fact that you were confirmed liking James Charles' post. And we thought that was weird.
Yes.
Anyway, that's it. Shall we move on?
Before we go any further, we have a word from our last sponsor, Hungry Root.
I have been busier than ever, and I have been cooking less than ever because of that, until I found Hungry Root, because it takes all of the stress out of mealtime by filling my cart with personalized picks and planning my entire week of meals.
They're basically like a personal shopper meets meal planner meets nutritionist, all wrapped into one. It takes all the hard work out of meal planning and prepping the food and getting the food to prep.
Yeah, and they have over 15,000 recipes to choose from each week, which most of them are ready in just 15 minutes or less. And they also have a wide variety of grocery selections as well. So that includes like smoothies, sweets, kid snacks, salad kits. It's basically making sure that you're not going to have to think about anything. Your food will be decided for the week. And I cannot tell you how much stress that takes off my plate.
They also help you by reducing your food waste and avoiding grocery store impulse buys, which is like my middle name. And you can also skip last minute takeout solutions because you already have stuff at home, which is another big MO of mine. So they're really helping me out.
And this one's a big one for me because Hungry Root also helps you eat well and reach your diet or health goals. So if you're gluten-free, dairy-free, any dietary restrictions or specifications in your house, Hungry Root can easily accommodate you. You can just take a quick quiz and their smart cart technology recommends groceries, recipes, and supplements tailored to your tastes and needs. So take advantage of this exclusive offer and for a limited time, get 40% off your first box plus get a free item in every box for life. All you have to do is go to hungryroot.com/DWKT and use the code DWKT.
That's hungryroot.com/DWKT and use the code DWKT and you get 40% off your first box and a free item in every box for the rest of your life. Again, that's hungryroot.com/DWKT.
And thank you so much to Hungry Root for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Speaking of liars, just kidding. This topic does have liars.
Wait, yeah, so I don't know that much about this. I just like, we got tagged in it quite a bit and people are just like messaging me being like, you need to cover the Kira Cousins thing. And I'm like, Kira Cousins? Okay. Like, is she of Cousins? What is that her last name? What's going on?
Dude, when I tell you I was literally trying to figure that out for 5 years before I messaged our researcher, I'm like, who's Kira Cousins? She's like, that's her last name. I'm like, what?
Her last name Kira is Cousins?
Because I thought the whole time it was her cousin's account that we're looking at screenshots from.
Oh, yeah.
So essentially we have someone by the name of Neve McRobert, and she is a friend, or former friend, I should say, of Kira, who is the person responsible for outing Kira about faking her entire pregnancy. She brought it to TikTok and showed evidence, and people have done their digging since then. And so we have a fair amount of stuff to look at. I honestly, as fucked up as this is, I'm just glad that this wasn't one of the horror stories of people who fake their pregnancy and then like steal babies. You know what I mean?
You brought that up before and I was like, whoa.
Oh, they do that all the time. Well, that's the thing, because you fake a pregnancy
and you need
and
the baby.
Guess what? You only have 9 months. Yeah. And then at the end, surprise, what the fuck is going to happen? So people are desperate and they do really horrible things. I don't know why somebody fakes a pregnancy. I don't know if this is considered like Munchausen. I don't know what this would fall under mental health wise. Obviously,
I know it's Elizabeth something has to be going level on.
Something
bullshit. Like, it's crazy.
But Neve, again, the former friend of Kira, has been adamant saying she doesn't need mental help. She needs jail. Like, that's literally what she says. She says that she was so intentionally lying about this that it's so fucked up. It fucked up so many people's lives, honestly. I mean, imagine thinking you're going to be a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle, and then all of a sudden finding out that not only did she fake the pregnancy, she faked the newborn stage, and she expects us to believe that the father wasn't in on it.
I think he would have figured.
Oh, no, no. You don't understand. The pictures that I have, I'm like, what do you mean he wasn't in on it? He was right there with a doll.
I mean, as sad as it is, and like, I agree that it's like straight to jail. No one should be able to lie about all of that and fuck up all these people's lives. At the end of the day, it's not illegal to lie, which sucks. So I feel like unless she like defrauded people, I feel like out of
you're
money,
just hitting
you
me
can't...
with those lately. What was the recent one? It's not illegal to do drugs.
Someone like, made fun of me, but that was a genuine. I'm actually going to Google it. It's not illegal to do drugs, is it? It's illegal to have drugs.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. I think both are. I think both are. I think you're right. If you don't have it on you, like, it's not illegal to be high.
Sometimes, in some places, it's like
crazy statement.
Like in Arizona, for example, you can get, like, I got a minor in possession when I was in college.
Oh,
because
not the criminal record.
It was freshman year, because I have a picture of me holding it up in the dorms. It was just because I was drunk, because in Arizona, you are the container.
Oh.
So I was in possession of alcohol because it was in my body.
Oh, so then it probably is illegal to be high.
But in California, that's not a thing. So I think it probably varies state to state.
Depends.
It made sense what I was saying, right?
I mean, did you see my face? It made no sense to me at the moment.
But like, when you think about it, because it's like...
No, when you think about it, of course.
If you could just arrest people for being on drugs, then like, I feel like they would do it more.
I don't know. I have no idea the logistics, but it does make a little bit of sense.
What I was saying is, at the end of the day, it's not illegal to just lie and like be a shitty person.
Right, unless
she's like defrauding people out of money, I feel like she probably won't really face any consequences aside from like public shaming.
Well, yeah, public shaming. I was going to say, yeah, we can give our opinion, you know, and that's the way that we can do things. But I do fear that she may not have any real life consequences from this other than this. So that's probably why her friend Neve came to TikTok and posted this 10-minute TikTok saying this.
Oh, God. And I also, before we start it, that it is also concerning when someone has this kind of behavior, and same with like Elizabeth Teckenbrock, that it's like, if they're willing to do this and they get away with it, then like, what's the next thing that they're going to do?
Right.
Like, it could get much more dangerous and more serious. And this is already crazy serious.
Oh my God. On screen, it says Kira Cousins Bon Lee. Is that her name?
Bonnie Lee.
Bonnie Lee. Kira Cousins Bonnie Lee. That's even worse.
I don't know. What a name. They're also Scottish.
She is Scottish. Yeah. God bless. I don't understand a word they're saying, here we go.
Story time about Bonnie Lee and Kira Cousins. So 8-9 months ago, she texted me telling me that she was pregnant, and I was so happy for her. And she told me that Jamie didn't want to tell his mum, so she begged and begged Jamie to tell his mum that they were having this baby, and he begged her and begged her to get an abortion. And anyway,
did you really need to wait to put your socks on?
I was just gonna say, weird time to put your socks on, but okay. Are we on a time crunch?
A few days later, she ended up texting Jamie's mum, Ona Rain, saying that they were having a baby and she was pregnant. And his mum wasn't happy because they'd only been getting to know each other for a month, but they were in the Orange Walk together. And anyway, so she announces it on Facebook and everybody is so happy for her. Everybody believes Kira. And then 3-4 months go by and she has a gender reveal, and everybody is at the gender reveal, both sides of the family at the gender reveal.
I kind of want to pause while she's telling the story and show the gender reveal. You know what I mean?
Isn't it like a very obviously fake stomach?
Okay, so at the gender reveal, I think is the most fake that I could tell her stomach was. Like, also, I just feel like...
How old is she?
Proportionally. She looks young
as hell. I was going to say, because that's like why like younger. His parents would have been mad.
And they had only known each other for a month, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like you only knew Nassim for 2 months. Yeah. Like, it's not like your parents were like...
1.5.
Your parents were like, oh my God, you need to, like, you know.
No.
Oh, is Bonnie Lee the baby?
Oh my God, Bonnie Lee's the baby. It's not Kira Cousins Bonnie Lee. Honestly, that's not far off from Kira Cousins, so it kind of seemed like it made sense. Bonnie anyway, Lee this Cousins. Is the baby shower.
So, this is Kira at her own gender reveal, and me looking like a fanny at a gender reveal for a doll. But at the time, believing I was being supportive for a friend.
Yeah.
So that stomach.
It's looking very, very spherical.
Not just spherical. It looks, as someone who's been pregnant before, very low. That's like when you're about to give birth.
A little bit too much. And there's also no boobs.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Your boobs do normally grow by that time. Right there looks fake as fuck.
Well, it's because like none of the rest of her body looks pregnant. It's just like, oh, look at my beach ball stomach.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to go back because obviously things spiral fast, but we're going to go back to Niamh explaining it.
And then she makes it a wee girl because Jamie's mum only has 3 grandsons and her mum doesn't have any granddaughters or any grandsons. Her own mum believed that she was going to be a grand for the first time. She was so happy. And
oh my God.
Then 2 weeks after the gender reveal, she posts that the baby has a hole in its heart.
Okay, so now we have that post.
This is very Elizabeth Teckenbrock coded.
Yeah, no, for sure. So it does show pictures of the heart. This is a Facebook post, and we don't see the entire thing, but this screenshot says, thankfully, both defects are treatable, and the cardiologist and NICU team we have spoke to feel very confident they will fix issues, but we have to prepare. We have many more appointments with specialists and are getting the best care for our daughter. In the meantime, thank you so much for checking in. Please respect privacy on both sides of the family. Regardless of what happened, to which I'm sure everyone's seen last week, both families' main priorities is our daughter and having her supported and loved through the difficult time of her life. Mommy and daddy both love our girl, no matter how much... What? But I can't understand Scottish typing. Mommy and daddy both love you, our girl. No matter what, we have got you.
Not the Scottish typing.
I know. I'm blaming it on that, but also, I couldn't read.
Jesse said, like, oh, there's a picture of the heart. Well, it's not the heart. It is it's some diagrams.
Oh, no. It's a heart.
Yeah.
I genuinely believe she said that the baby has a hole in its heart. So in like a couple of weeks time after the baby was born, she could have then said the baby had died if her cousin or mum didn't walk in and see that it was a doll. So, anyway, the 10th of October comes and I have 2 missed calls for her at 1:30 and I feel shit because I didn't answer it. The next morning, or that same morning, I wake up at 7:30 and I've got a text message for Kira saying, hi, it's Bonnie Lee. I was born at 2:46 a.m. I weigh 5 pounds, 4 ounces, the exact same weight as my daddy when he was born. And I send her a video and I'm like, oh my God, like, congratulations, she's so cute. But I felt so bad because she done it on her own. She sent me a video of her walking out of the hospital with Bonnie Lee, this doll, in the car seat, and she has, like, everything that the hospital would give you. But my mum seen on Facebook yesterday that it's, like, a baby box thing, and it's all the exact same bottles and dummies that Kira had for Bonnie Lee.
I didn't understand that, did you?
I catch, like, every other sentence. I'm like, okay. Yeah, it's like, fuck, I get in a rhythm, and I'm like, I totally, yeah, I got it. And then all of a sudden she said something, I'm like, fuck, lost me.
Yeah, lost it. I saw
something about a baby box.
Yeah, bottles, pacifiers. I got that.
I think she said that she saw
she announced
where you
the
could
birth of the baby.
It's a reborn doll that she ends up using. Which is like, ugh. It sounded like she said that, like, she knows someone that had, like, a similar doll and that it like comes with the same clothes.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. I'm going to trust you because I don't know anything.
I could be totally wrong.
Right. And we could.
On the 10th of October, she decides to take the baby to her stepfather's dead grave. So she takes a picture of it and she posts it on Facebook. And then the next day she posts on Facebook thanking her gran and great gran for buying Bonnie Lee her first chair, and she even wrote on it, like, I'm even opening my eyes to be nosy in it. But all through the pregnancy, she was saying,
wow,
what is happening? Am I hallucinating? Why did she just do that?
It's funny because my brain is trying so hard to, like, decode what she's saying that I, like, didn't really register.
All of a sudden, her toe started sneaking up on the thing, and then she fell back. I'm very confused. What just happened?
ADHD.
I've been staring at those portraits on her legs as well. I couldn't tell.
Kind of reminds me
of so many distractors here.
Emery Bingham Chucky tattoo.
It's giving a little bit, I fear. God bless, Niamh. We love you. Okay.
All through the pregnancy, she was saying that Jamie and his family are the worst people ever. They didn't help her through anything, painting them out to be really evil people. And she ends up, on the second day, she takes the baby up to Jamie's house, and the mum says, it's a doll, it's no moving, it's freezing cold. So Kira grabs the doll in the car seat, makes Jamie take it to Wisher General, says to Jamie, you're not allowed in because you're not allowed in any of the appointments. And Jamie believed it because for the first appointment that he took her to, she had told him that you're not allowed in.
What? I'm sorry. Run this back 1 second. So Jamie is the baby daddy.
He's not there for the birth?
Well, no. Here's the thing. He's, like, there on the way to the doctor. There's literal pictures I have of him, like, feeding her and, like, holding the baby. And the mom does, too. But she lies to him about not being able to go in the doctor. Does he not know it's a doll?
That's what it's coming off as. But it's like, well, I don't think you'd need a doctor to tell you it's a doll.
No, it's very confusing because Niamh says it. She says it wasn't obvious that it was a doll. It's all this stuff. Like, from pictures. I could get
from pictures, sure. But, like, holding it, I'm pretty sure you would know if you were the dad, if you never heard a baby crying, you never,
the whole
it didn't
story
move, it didn't...
is that Jamie wasn't in on it. And I just
That's ridiculous.
Can't believe that. He had to have known this was a doll.
Like, he looked young, but, come on.
I mean, unless he literally just was, like...
Like, he does know
in
how
another
babies
universe
act. And he's like, oh, it's she's just... just a really good baby, really quiet.
Yeah. Bro, I guess.
No,
I don't
diapers
even know
here.
She says to Jamie that the baby is fine, but just to keep it wrapped up, and the baby has mucus. And she only says the baby has mucus because Jamie wanted a DNA test, and you can't take a DNA test if the baby's got mucus.
Oh my God. You can't take a DNA test if it's a doll either.
Yeah, I know, but could he just be like that silly? Like, could he just be like,
silly?
Not really, not know, but it's a doll. I know, I'm trying to choose a nice word because, you know, he's a victim too if he doesn't know, but like,
how would you
know?
And again, not there for the birth?
I know. I don't know.
So she's very smart. She didn't miss anything. And it's crazy because I believed it that much because she was sending me scan pictures, she was sending me videos at the hospital. Like, she just made everything seem so real. And then the third day, she texts me saying, Niamh, I need to get out of this house. So I text her and I say, do you want me to come and pick you up since you've just had a baby? I'll drive. And she's like, aye. And she says, I'll bring the pram so we can go a walk, because she didn't ever want to sit in the house because people would ask her, like, can I have a holiday or, like, go up to her and touch her maybe? And she didn't want that because she didn't want anybody to realise that it was a doll so quick. And anyway, I go and get her, and I text her when I'm outside, and I say, Kira, I'm outside, do you want a hand? And she goes, no, it's okay. So anyway, I go to her door, and she doesn't expect me to be there, so the car seat is, like, facing out. And then I'm like, oh my God, she's tiny, she's so cute, because she's wrapped up, she's got a big hat on, and she's got a dummy on. And I'm like, oh my God, she's so cute. And Kira's like, I know, I have to keep her wrapped up. Because obviously we had her at the hospital yesterday.
Don't worry, she won't move for hours.
She's really well behaved.
She's the best baby ever. She will not move a muscle. Oh my God.
That's insane.
I'm flabbergasted. This is pretty insane.
I said to her, Kira, we're not taking the baby on a walk because you've already took the baby to the hospital and you've been told like it's too cold to take it a walk. And she made Jamie take the baby a walk, like up the kelpies and all that. And this doll you could actually feed, and literally like in the same minute it would shit.
There's no way he thought this baby was real.
Did you hear what she just said? You could feed it and in the same minute it would shit.
Like one of those dolls that you
yeah, like one of the dolls, yeah. Like literally when I was a kid, that you could just, it just goes straight down tube. God knows what the inside looked like, probably moldy as hell.
Jamie said she never fed the baby when she was at mine. So anyway, she asked me, can you take me to Morrison's? And I say, aye, of course I can. That's where she works. So she wanted to show everybody in her work this doll. So we get there and she says, Niamh, can you push the pram till I get a couple of things? She was getting Red Bull and stuff. And then she takes the pram and she takes it up to the office bit. And everybody's coming out and looking in the pram, saying, oh my God, she's so cute, she's tiny, congratulations, putting money in.
And putting money in?
Then we get the baby, we get the doll back in mine, and I'm driving 20 miles an hour on the motorway, so I don't hit any bumps. I don't make like the baby scared.
By the way, let's just take a gander at this baby because we are hearing a lot about this story. We need to see her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, how tiny and cute she is.
I mean, I guess if you weren't looking like super close, like, I mean, why would you think someone's lying about having a baby?
Exactly. And when they are newborns, they do look so dull. Like,
yeah,
they really do.
But the fact that it would be sleeping constantly and not ever moving at all.
I know. And these are pictures of her. This one in particular, she's wearing like athleisure, a gray top, long high-waisted leggings, much like I did when I was pregnant. And she must have just been bloated here.
Well, also though, look like, how she's holding her arm kind of like. I feel like she's holding the shirt down, so it's like she's leaning out, but she's like covering maybe where the arch in her back is.
I guess, but she's definitely like
it's not convincing.
A fake belly there.
No.
Yeah, it's convincing. You know, in the beginning of pregnancy anyway, you don't really show for
no,
that
I feel
long.
Like it's like you don't, and then all of a sudden you like pop, and then you suddenly do.
Yeah, and this was the picture of her in the car seat was from her Facebook post that says, Miss Bonnie Lee Joyce Gardner. Born October 10th, 2025 at 2:46 a.m., 5 pounds, 4 ounces.
Fake.
Yeah. Now that, but we know, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, I guess I think if you weren't suspecting anything, I don't know. Regardless,
in person, I would know, but I've also had two kids.
Yeah.
So I'm just like wondering if it's because of that, because I love like the newborn like scrunch and I love to just look at them like in their sleep. Just, you know, they're so cute. I can't. I'm sorry. This picture? I can't.
Oh, fuck off.
Like, that picture is a doll. That's a doll. That's a doll you could buy at Target.
I haven't been around, like, dozens and dozens of baby, but I've been around enough newborns to know, like, they're not just sleeping constantly.
No, definitely not.
Even if they're, like, sleeping, they'll still be, like, moving.
Yeah.
I was just being so careful with it because I had a doll in the car, which I thought was an actual real baby. And we come to my mum's, and my mum opens the door, and she's like, oh, my God, it's so nice to see you, because Kira had been telling her all through her pregnancy that she couldn't wait to see her. And she sits down and we lift, like my mum goes to lift her cover up and Kira slaps my mum's phone away and my mum just sits back down and we're just talking to Kira and that, and Kira stands up and like shows us these big nappy things that she's wearing. She's like, because of all the blood and all that.
What? Where,
so she's wearing the diapers, post-birth diapers.
I missed that sentence.
Nappy. So she says she's wearing nappies for like all the blood. So she's wearing diapers for blood like you do after birth.
Curious.
Yeah. Acting like she just pushed a baby out of her cooter.
Well.
And she sure as shit didn't.
We're just like talking to Kira and asking her about everything. And she always had an answer for absolutely everything. She was still making Jamie and his family look to be these horrible people. And Jamie has phoned her asking for a DNA test. And she's like, no, and all that, like, no, the brain's got mucus, we can't do it. And her cousin had phoned her and said, Kira, I'm not being funny, but why have you took the wain up to your pal's house if no even know your family's seen it? And she was like, I'll bring her up tomorrow. And her cousin was like, no, we've got a concert. So Kira was like getting ready to go and my mum says, oh, you're not leaving without giving us a wee cuddle. And she's like, no, nobody's touching the wain, nobody's getting to hold the wain. I've already took her to the hospital yesterday.
I have no
Nobody's getting to touch the babe. No one's getting to hug the babe. And then I don't.
Oh,
I missed the last sentence.
You better work.
I'm really focusing.
Because when she said, yeah, that nobody, I didn't get that word. That was not the word my brain heard.
And I was at, like, Kira, come on, I'll just take you home. Because it was a bit weird. Like, just was. And when I'm taking her home, she phoned Jamie and was like, Jamie, you need to be at mine for this time to feed the wain.
Feed the bean.
So that was fine. And then the next day comes and I go on Snapchat to realise that all the pictures of Bonnie Lee and videos of Bonnie Lee have been deleted for our chats. So I text her and I'm like, Kira, what the fuck? Why have you deleted all the pictures of Bonnie Lee? She opens it and ignores it. And then I add Jamie on Snapchat and he sends laughing faces and I'm like, what the fuck? But my niece, who works in Airdrie, had sent me a message saying, Niamh, is this a doll? And my mum had said, Niamh, it might be a doll because she wouldn't let any of us touch it. And then it all came out. I don't know if it was her mum or cousin that walked in on her and basically the doll was just left and she was on her phone.
Shut the fuck up.
And everybody found out that it was a doll. And I just don't know how to feel right now. Like, I feel so fucking dumb because I was in Morrison's where I had the doll in my car, I had the doll in my house. Like, she was sitting in my house making bottles up and all that. Like, it's crazy. I just can't believe how much one person can affect somebody. And she has affected me like... Nobody else has ever affected me this bad. Like, I feel like if somebody has to tell me I'm pregnant, I'm going to just punch it and be like, no, you're not. It's a doll.
I'm so dead. So now she's, like, traumatized. So, like, if one of her friends is like, oh, I have a baby too, like, she's going to not believe them. Literally, like, that is such a fucked up thing to lie about, obviously. I mean, that's, like, a no-brainer. I mean, I don't know what she thought was going to happen, how long she was going to be able to keep that up.
I ask that about all liars that, like, get that deep into stuff. It's like, at a certain point, you know that the lie is going to have to come to an end. So I guess if her solution was going to be like the baby died.
I don't know. Probably something very sinister that would have definitely affected them.
I feel like, doesn't she still claim that at some point?
No. The most recent thing we had was that what is suspected, she has deleted her Facebook now, but what is suspected to be one of her posts is that Jamie didn't know any of it and like kind of talking about the fact that it wasn't real.
That is so unbelievable that it's like, so he never held it? Like, they're not that realistic.
So back to the TikTok that we were watching that Niamh posted of, like, kind of the evidence she had where it was, like, the baby shower and all that stuff. I kind of want to finish that to see if she has anything else we can reference because this is just, like, so mind-blowing to think that she was posting baby clothes.
And so that if my Scottish listening skills were correct, this was like part of a like a set that came with one of those dolls. That's why she had the baby clothes.
And then she was buying the baby clothes. And then the mum and gran bought the £1,000 pram.
£1,000 stroller.
Then she sent me a video of the baby kicking. Then she posted on Facebook saying thanks to the gran and great gran for buying her a chair.
What is that? That was supposed to show
I'm
it kicking?
So dead. She said,
yeah, like, she was just like, really, she was like jiggling.
She literally, yeah, if you know anything about, especially at that stage of pregnancy, it like depends like where
like
the placenta is.
In your belly.
Yeah. Well, that shows also how young she is because, like, depending on where your placenta is, you may not experience any kicking at all. She could have just claimed that. Not that I want to give anybody ideas.
No, but I feel like
pregnancy.
She was probably looking for any kind of proof that she could give.
And I think she just loved the attention. I do think of all of this is, you know, wanting people to like adore her. And, you know, during pregnancy, yeah, you go out and people are like, oh my God, how far along are you? And that whole thing. I personally hate that, but like some people love that.
It's,
you know,
just
what I mean?
Weird,
so
that you would do
probably...
it so young too. So it's not like, oh, everyone's having babies and I need to like, be... not that that's excusable at all either, but like, I just am so curious. Shut up.
My God. Oh my God. Sorry. I just scrolled to this picture. No, it says perfection on screen. This looks like an Instagram story. That is not a baby.
That's a reborn doll.
It
looks
doll.
Like it's in
that's a reborn
a
doll,
box
very obviously. But
like it's still in the box.
No,
like it's tied with those like wires.
It's in a bassinet. But yeah, I know what you mean. Oh my God. She had a Duna stroller for this doll. Do you know how expensive those fucking shits are?
£1,000?
And she had that £1,000.
Oh, it's
no,
different.
No, that's not the thousand. Yeah, this is a different one from the one that she showed. The one she showed was like a bassinet stroller. So she had people buying her all sorts of fucking shit.
That she doesn't need. Like, that's what's so weird. It's not even like she was doing like, even with like the heart thing, you would think, oh, maybe there's a GoFundMe that she's like trying to get money or something. Nope, just attention.
This
looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. they get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
When I would have believed it's Kira laying down in bed, kind of like cradling the baby. That one is believable, I would say. And then this is some Snapchat correspondence between Neve and Kira. And it's Kira saying, happy birthday, Auntie Neve. I can't wait for cuddles and adventures with you and mummy. Love you lots, Bonnie Lee. The first red flag is people who are
talking for the
like
baby. No, I agree. That's a little weird too.
Very concerning.
And she also said it was like that when she had her too. That it was like, hi, I'm Bonnie Lee. I'm the same weight that my dad was. Like when she claimed that she was born, she did too. Also, just so creepy that you're doing that to like your best friend. Like, what the fuck?
No, literally. And then this is Neve confronting Kira, and she says, you're in Winshaw. Why lie to us? Mate, I'm fuming. Stay in that hospital till you get the help you need. You lied to my mom's face, my sisters, and my nieces. I had that doll in my car, went to Morrison's with you, being there for you for it all to be a lie. You're sick as fuck. Telling Jamie the doll had died, you're not right in the head. So I guess
she told Jamie, but it's like Jamie couldn't have thought that it was real.
No, it's that part blows my mind. Also, a fun fact, there was some like TikTok reborn company. So there's a lot of different companies that create these dolls to your specifications, whatever you want. And one of them is called Ivy Reborns. And they commented, she emailed me in June asking me about buying a silicone doll.
Holy fuck.
So, yeah, that's crazy. So this is a picture of the baby's father, Jamie, who she's been mentioning this entire time. This is him with the baby. And it's another TikToker calling him out, essentially.
So this is the father, Jamie Gardner, with the baby. The doll, I should say. He's very close to the doll. And according to the friend's reports from Airdrie, he actually fed the baby and the baby drunk milk.
I just don't see how you can be
that close to a baby. He's awfully close to its face.
Yeah, I just don't see how that's possible. I'm sorry. If he really was duped, that's concerning on many levels.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how he's operating in the world. Because like there's a reason that she didn't let like the friend's mom or anyone like get close to it. It's because people would know right away.
So this is allegedly a Facebook post, like a notes app type of thing from Kira, but her Facebook has been deleted. So take this with a grain of salt. Maybe it's not. But from what we can see, it says, in my own words, let's set this straight for the aunt or cousin that seems to be giving it Bell Tinker, thinking they know. Sure sounds Scottish.
Like Scottish.
I don't know what the fuck Bell Tinker is. Yep. I was still in bed when my own mother came into my room, stormed in, and found it to be a doll and shouted downstairs. Prior to this, it's true, I had been keeping myself away from literally everyone, went into my own bubbles, didn't want anyone around me at all. The next I know, I was sitting against my door, wouldn't come down to be confronted by all the family that had then been assembled. I was never in the shower or toilet. Why would that even be important if that was what people were saying?
I'm confused.
My family then sat me down and asked me what had happened earlier in my pregnancy, which I will come out and address when I'm also ready to. Don't for 1 minute think either they let me away with half of this.
Let me get away with this.
Can I just disclaim, none of my family knew, nor did Jamie and his family, despite everyone having suspicions. Nothing came to light until the Tuesday morning/day. So I don't know if that's really her. It could be. I could totally believe that she would say something like that, but I'm flabbergasted. I can't believe any of this.
So she is kind of implying there that like she was pregnant, but then something happened. So then like what happened during the pregnancy?
Yeah, I don't know. But this is Neve basically saying she doesn't need help. She needs jail.
But anybody that's going to ask, how did you know it was a doll? I could tell. Like, no. Like, shut the fuck up, because you weren't there. You weren't involved. Like, you don't know how she was acting. Like, we just thought she was being an overprotective mum. And for the people that are going to say, like, I think she needs help. No, she doesn't. She needs jail. She needs, like, something bad to happen to her. Like, the way she has made Jamie and his family feel, the way she has made her own family feel. I've got text messages for her auntie that lives in Wales saying, I sent £500 up because I couldn't make the gender reveal. Like, how do you think she feels?
Oh, my God.
Believing that she was going to be a great auntie, she doesn't need any sort of help.
Well, I mean, yeah, not only did people send money, they sent gifts that are worth thousands of dollars. I do think that is criminal. And I mean, even Neve is still standing by the fact that Jamie didn't know. And I mean, God bless if he didn't, he would just... thought his baby didn't move.
Yeah, I wonder, I don't know what crime, could there be crimes there? I mean, at the very least, emotional distress.
No, but I do think, yes, you defrauded people to give you gifts worth X amount of value, whatever. But then also, she went on fake maternity leave at her job, and that's frauding your job.
Well, and I was thinking more so, if Jamie really didn't know somehow, that is there something with telling someone that they're the father of a.
And I think as silly as it is, and we're looking at it, and we're like, oh my God, it's a literally a doll. She faked a pregnancy and then just bought a doll. That's one of the most outlandish things. Most of the people and this is so callous and horrible, but they kill the baby.
Yeah.
Or not real baby. They pretend that their baby passed away.
That would be your only way out at that point.
But she said, let me cook something up a little creative. So it is bizarre and insane, but I do understand where Neve is coming from, where she's like, if anybody ever tells me they're pregnant again, I'm not going to believe them. Once that happens to you, you don't trust anyone. And I totally get that.
Interesting, because you and me have talked about this before, but there's a comment that our researcher pulled that says, unpopular opinion, people are all advocating for mental health until it involves actual manic episodes or psychosis and not just mild anxiety or depression. And I think that there is a fine line. It's not a fine line, actually. That's the point. There's a very gray area, because yes, it's one thing to be advocating for mental health and you think that people should get help if they are experiencing something like that. But if you looked at it mental health is, because mental health is the cause of most behaviors. So you don't sympathize with murderers because they have poor mental health.
There's a way where you can understand it and why someone did something and not excuse it because they are experiencing that. I think that in mental health episodes, you can do a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
And some of them can be literally illegal. They could be morally just awful. And I do think that that should still be recognized, regardless of, obviously, Kira is not experiencing no mental health issues. There's no fucking way. But this can't be acceptable. At any point, we can't just say, that's just, she's just going through.
Well, and I remember the reason it came up the last time was when we were talking about the Emery Bingham thing, and she was lying and writing suicide notes for people and making up these stories that were affecting real life people. And everyone's like, you care about mental health until they're doing something that you Yeah, because they're doing stuff that affects other people. It doesn't make them devoid of any consequences to their actions. It explains maybe why they're doing it, and you can acknowledge that they need help. But this is she really needs help. And it's not help she should just go to therapy and everything will be fine. Some people's mental health issues are to a level that it's not just an easy fix. So it's not you can just look the other way. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just gonna, I said earlier, if she gets away with this, it would have just gotten worse and worse. So you do have to, at a certain point, have them face their consequences.
Yeah, no, 100%. And this is ultimately an awful thing to do to anybody.
Exactly.
To pretend that there is going to be a baby born, whether that means that you think you're going to be a grandparent or an aunt or uncle or whatever, a father. I mean, this is just
cruel. Emotionally and financially defrauding people, abusing people.
Yeah, and she's awful for that, in my opinion. So.
Oh, hey, girlies. Quick little update. And I'm not going to lie, I was a little confused because I was reading a bunch of different articles and a lot of them were quoting this and they weren't showing it. But I did finally find a screenshot that allegedly came from Kira. Take this with a grain of salt, I guess, but supposedly this is real. I also don't really know what order to read these in because they're kind of spaced weird, but I wasn't pregnant. There was no baby. I made it up and kept it going too far. I faked scans, messages, a whole birth story, and acted like a doll was a real baby. I know how bad it is. I fucked up. I just didn't know how to stop once I started. Neve, I'm so sorry. You were there for me through it all. You cried happy tears, picked me up, brought me places, believed everything I said. You didn't deserve to be lied to like that. None of you did. Your mom, your niece, everyone who came to the gender reveal, all of the people who gave me gifts or support. I fucked up and I hurt a lot of people. And to everyone I made look bad along the way, Jamie and his family especially, I'm sorry. I made you out to be really horrible people when really I was the one in the wrong, completely. I don't have a proper excuse. Yeah, I wasn't in a good headspace, but that doesn't make what I did okay. I know this is going to stick with me for a long time and that I've probably lost friends I'll never get back. I'm trying to figure myself out and get help because this version of me isn't someone I want to be. I know I've ruined a lot of trust and that sorry won't fix everything, but it's all I can say right now. So it says that her initial statement was on TikTok and that since she's posted several statements to Instagram while also going live with a friend. I have not seen footage of the live. A lot of people naturally question whether it was real because apparently there was a lot of fake accounts posting fake stories. But Neve allegedly did repost the following statement to her own story. So that does suggest that that would be real. And in the post, she wrote, "So many fake profiles claiming to be me, jumping on this to try and get clout.
This was not an easy thing to do. Yes, I lied, but when I lost the baby with miscarriage, I didn't know what to do. My head wasn't thinking straight, and I couldn't bear it. I done this because I was hurting and wanted to be a mom so badly. Yes, it was wrong, I know, but my head wasn't in the sand with grief. So I don't know if that's legit. It claims that Neve reposted that, but when you search it, the only websites that come up that have covered that statement seem to all be from this same outlet. So I don't know. That's a little suspicious. I don't know how I feel about that. And also that directly contradicts the other statement I just read where she said, I was never pregnant. I don't know. Pretty confusing. And who knows if any of these are real, to be honest, but thought I would throw them out there. Anyway, that's it. Back to us.
That's the story you've been hearing about the girl that faked her pregnancy and it's a doll. Well, this is it. So you guys wanted us to cover it. Well, anyway, shall we lighten the mood with a We Love the Internet?
We should.
Okay, my We Love the Internet is actually very sweet, and it's a marriage one where it says, after 30 years of marriage, he still comes and greets me when I get home, and it made me really, really happy.
Every day when I get home, here he comes.
Oh my God, he's running outside. Oh my God, he's so cute.
Hey, Papa.
Hi, Bobby.
You come to help me?
I come to help you. What you got? Come on.
My pocketbook and my
I got dinner burning. Come on.
Okay, hold on.
I got dinner burning.
My pocketbook.
All right, let's go.
Oh my God, the way he ran out of the garage.
Literally, he almost slammed into the door.
Oh my God.
He was so excited.
That was so cute.
It's very sweet. It's those little things. What can I help you get from the car?
Oh, I love it.
I can't wait for her to be home.
I have like a few that I'm like, oh, that was like a series though. Like we'd have to watch all of them. And this one was funny. Not such a cute animal one this time. It says, Kevin chose violence this morning.
Oh shit, Kevin's seen me. I can tell he's in a violent mood this morning. I can just fucking tell.
Oh no.
Hi, mate.
You can't give him that energy. Gonna come right at
Kevin,
you.
Kevin, please. I need to tell you something, Kevin. Hold on.
I need to tell you something.
You're just gonna hurt yourself. Stop it. Kevin. Can I grab the other container? Kevin. Who's that, Kevin? Okay, calm energy. Calm energy. Good morning, everyone. Kevin, don't. Sheepy, help. Oh my God! Kevin! Fuck.
What the?
Okay, I'm leaving. Can I have a 1 second head start? 1 second?
Oh my God. I'm so dead.
He's like, fine, okay.
Oh my God, that's great. I love that. Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. Who knows what we'll be dressed in next time? You'll have to tune in to see. But either way, we appreciate you. And as always, we hope you have a wonderful weekend and we will see you on Monday. Bye.
Cheers.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
With Highmark Blue Shield, you can see a mental health professional in 3 days or less to help you go from okay to great. Because what you have on the inside deserves to be seen. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch. Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.